MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio.
This is the time of year colleges all over the country spit out their new graduates. They prepare to enter the world, but they need honest answers to the questions. Who better to supply those answers than me and my special guest, Mr. Pat Cooper? We went out yesterday, Pat. We talked to some new college grads at New York Tech. Let's hear their first question.
Hey, Colin, what do I have to do to guarantee myself a job?
Go out and go to work. And why are you asking questions for? You went to school to be educated, and you're asking two dummies what to do. Here's the answer. School is not for everybody. Rob.
Let's go on to the next question. We'll get back to that.
Hey, Colin, how come I'm having a hard time finding a job?
Ask the first girl. Hurry up. We ain't got all day.
Hey, Colin, what's more important, happiness or money?
Money. Forget happiness. Happiness is when you die. Money is when you're living. Spend. Grab. Run. Do whatever you got. Forget school. Quit. Go to Europe. Hide.
Well... Pat, it's kind of funny you bring that up because I was going to talk to you about, you know, you've been in the business about, you know, I mean, I make good money at the job, but sometimes I feel like it's just fulfilling, is it?
No, it's fulfilling. Listen to me. The name of the game is surviving. You got a few dollars in your pocket, you're doing good. If you're broke, nobody gives a damn. I tell these kids, I tell my grandkids, don't go to school. That's what I'm going to do. Do what everybody does. Loaf.
But I'm talking about the existential crisis kind of thing, you know.
What is that word? I never heard of that word. See, I'm not educated. What does existential mean? What the hell does that mean? I don't understand. Where are you from Hell's Kitchen, and you're throwing in those big words? I got trouble with bruh. How does it matter? Because he's telling me, I get bored here, I get bored. Big words, this is not the show for big words. This is the show in the trenches. You dig up a hole, and you fill the hole again. That's all the show is about. You ain't going to go nowhere after that. Hey, there's no musicals, it's over. Trust me. The new kids are coming along, they dress different. They're pissed off because I got a members only. Who cares? I don't believe it.
So, Pat, you're saying basically if I...
I'm not saying that basically. What are you correcting my genius for? Leave it alone. Let it die. You got the show. I finish here. I got to go and get a club date. What the hell are you worried about? He's got the show 5 days a week. Who's calling me? I'm here to back him up while he gets tired.
Well, Pat, all I'm trying to say is, you know, sometimes you get into that.
What are you trying to say? Would you tell me? I don't know. We're here for 20 minutes. You haven't said nothing that I can turn around and say, gee, I learned something. I'm going to leave here now. I hope it's raining. I'm going to get soaked.
Well, all I'm talking about is sometimes you ever get that, like, you know, I get that kind of sense of,
I never get that sense. I am the happiest man on the planet here, and you're busting my puzzles. Let it lay. Let it go. Go nice. Go home and say to yourself, why did they pick me and this kid's out of work?
I think that's some good advice for all college graduates.
Right.
Thank you very much, Pat. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You have to atone for MoreLikeRadio.com. Professional radio without the rules.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to AdamandEve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. Oh, no. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs for a little inspiration. Plus, a free extra gift so sensual, we can't mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, we'll even throw in free shipping on your entire order. And no, we're not teasing. So check out AdamandEve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type DEAL48 for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you'll get 3 free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use offer code DEAL48 at AdamandEve.com.
Hey, listeners. Yes, that means you. Missed your favorite More Like Radio shows live? No problem. Just go to morelikeradio.com/downloads. That's morelikeradio.com/downloads. More Like Radio's RSS feed works with your iThings, Zooms, Androids, Windows Phone, and anything else that can subscribe to an RSS feed. If you're so awesome that you only get your podcasts from iTunes, you can subscribe to our feed in iTunes by clicking the Subscribe to iTunes link right on the Downloads page. So what are you waiting for? Download More Like Radio podcasts and subscribe to our feed now. Yes, right now. Do it.
This is what you missed last week on Dutch and Royce.
Don't you tell me when to take us a break. I'm going to take a break. And especially stop calling me bra. Dude, I've expressed this to you. Stop it.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Me, and I'll always be there, Dutch. Always. Go to break now.
Pew, pew, pew. Pew, pew, pew.
Break. Roycito, stop pew, yourself. Pew,
pew. I don't hear it. Why is Dutch walking away? Dutch, go to break.
Oh, no. He's pulling out a cigarette.
Dutch!
His mouth and he's,
Dutch, go to break!
And I still see him a little bit. And he's gone. Uh-oh.
Awkward now.
Uh-oh.
Do you want to break me? Or am I... Is he really walking? Let me check.
He's gone. Stream. I don't see him in Hangout.
New stream. We are on break. He must have muted us. What a son of a bitch!
Check out Dutch and Royce live Tuesdays 10 to midnight only on morelikeradio.com. Italiano vero. Italiano vero.
It's time for Dutch and Royce.
No! I have to have sex with Dutch.
Yeah, you can just beat off to me and then leave.
How do you positive spin herpes?
That's what I say about penises.
This is not good radio!
A hippo's not a porpoise.
Oh, I was talking about you.
I'm still also not a porpoise.
Really? You know what's sad? Match.com accepted a rapist and you can't get on eHarmony.
Remind me never to leave this show, because if I do, you will just go on a tear and ruin my life.
No, I would never ruin your life, Dutch. You do a good job with that by yourself.
Ow. But
yeah, no, your drinking problem, remember?
Other than the prostitute that I lost my virginity to? No.
Dude! You're a loser. You were... You stupid jerk. Dude!
Don't forget, we are better than you.
I like this band.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Dutch and Royce Tuesday, August 6th, 2013. I am Joel Van Wernen here with my producer, Mitch Heil.
Hello.
And I don't know if it's Marie or Royce and Marie on the phone.
Here, we made it on time. How do we sound?
Well, you're coming in a little hot, to be honest.
Turn the microphone down, Marie.
Yeah, if you guys want to... Well, actually, you can't get in touch with us because you guys aren't signed in on Hippo Juice 1. You're hip on Hippo Juice 2.
I think we are because our account was hacked and now I'm recovering in our main one. I've had a really fun day today.
Well, if you guys have Skype, which everybody does, if you want to jump in on the call, just look for Joel Dutch, which is my Skype account. I can add you to the call. Or just go to morelikeradio.com/live, join in on the chat room, and all kinds of fun stuff like that. Or you can just tweet us. Joel Dutch, Hippo Juice, H Juice Marie, or Chim Heil, if you want to get in touch with all of us during the show. So, you a fan of Blindside, Mitch?
Yeah, I've heard of them. I listened to them a little bit, but never really got into them.
They're Swedish.
Yeah. Oh, they're one of those weird European.
Serta flerta Bertel Hirten.
One of those hard metal bands. Everyone's like, oh, these guys are so awesome. And
I love them. I think they're great. I saw them once at in a small club in Colorado Springs years ago.
Before they got popular?
No, they had like that one hit out. Not this one. This is the first song off of that album that was a hit. But that song was in rotation. I think it was, what was the one? It was Sleepwalking? I think it was called.
But I wouldn't even know.
You don't know.
Names of any of them.
They're good. Blindside's a great band.
Yeah, I recognize them and I've listened to them before. I just don't know the name of their songs or really follow them at all.
You don't follow anything fun.
I know that. That's why I'm on this show.
Follows Animals of Prey. Does that count?
Barely so. So, well, I don't want to jump into the music right away since we're talking about music, but Have you... Well, first of all, okay. I know, Royce, you probably have had many opinions about this whole Riley Cooper nonsense. Let's get it out of the way now.
What Riley Cooper nonsense?
The wide receiver from my boys, the Eagles.
I honestly don't know what's been happening because I've been going back and forth from a hospital because Central Florida and Florida in general and the United States of America's medical system is absolutely so fucked up and wrong.
You jumped in on the call right before we went on the air. Like, you texted me saying, sorry, I had to go get Nay at the hospital or to the doctors at the hospital. What happened?
The thing is, it said nothing else. No. She gets, after she has a lot of spinal pressure and she has to get like a monthly lumbar puncture.
Jesus
where, you know, it, you know, it's actually women, like 1 out of 10 women get it. It's fine. But she does have to get a lumbar puncture. And the thing is, we took her to the hospital and she's up here because she normally gets it done in South Florida, but she's in Central Florida in Orlando because she came up here and she got into a car accident. It wasn't her fault, but so she's been staying with us. So she had to go to a hospital up here, you know, to do the spinal tap.
Right.
So I take, and by the way, this is an In-N-Out
procedure. But these ones go to 11.
Yeah. These take maybe a couple, these maybe take a couple hours from when you walk in to when you leave. Now, I took her there yesterday to this hospital. What's the hospital called, Renee? I'm sorry. What's it called? Orlando Health. I take her to the hospital, and, you know, I sit there, I wait, and then she goes, you know, it's going to be a while. So I leave, and I go get lunch. I come home, hang out for a little while, because the hospital's like 20 minutes from the house. So I figured I'm not going to sit in an emergency room. It's going to take forever. So I come back home. And she sits there. Then the radiologist, who's supposed to do the lumbar puncture, comes in. And long story short, he keeps delaying it. He goes, no, I need to do an MRI first. Now, Dutch, a lumbar puncture is this simple. And it's a very calm procedure where they stick a needle in your spinal in your spinal cord. And, yeah, Renee, get on the mic real quick. Hold on. Renee's here. She can explain. Explain, Renee. Go. Yeah, you can sit in that one. Go ahead. She could explain.
By the way, for any new listeners, Renee is Royce and Ryan's younger sister.
Yeah. So go ahead, Renee. Explain.
What am I explaining?
Explain what happened with the radiologist. Take over where I left off. Talk closer to the mic.
So I got to the hospital yesterday at 10 a.m. Knowing that interventional radiology leaves by 5 p.m. So I got there
right
at 10.
Because, by the way, it's a hospital, and isn't it nice that you could just have a cushy 9 to 5 gig? So apparently, if you have too much spinal fluid in your brain at 6 p.m., sorry, brah.
Yep, you can just about have an aneurysm.
Sorry, brah.
Jesus Christ!
I know, dude.
Yeah,
I know. But now I'm gonna let Renee. Now we're gonna do kind of a mental thing. Explain what you were doing with the radiologist, and I'll explain what's happened to me in the emergency room because they're both interesting.
Explain what?
Explain what happened with the radiologist.
How about you explain why you haven't muted your microphone yet?
I'm sorry, I just did.
There you go.
I'm sorry that I'm trying to catch up and get your beautiful face on Chrome. I apologize.
Don't about my face, stupid. I'm talking about our listeners here. They want to hear the story.
Anyway, go ahead. Sorry, go ahead.
So. Got there at 10 a.m. I wasn't seen in the emergency room until roughly 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Oh, that's not bad.
Now, let's memento this. Let me explain what was happening in the emergency room. Because and you know, we joke about it. Thanks, Obamacare. And this is not to get political because I don't care who passed it. I don't care who would have passed it. But because now people know they could go to the hospital and get free health care, what's happening is you see more and more people going, like, there was a mom there who basically had one of her kids who had a cold. And instead of doing what my mom did when I had a cold, which was give me Tylenol and tell me to go to sleep for a little while, they go to the hospital. You get a hangnail, you go to the hospital. Because it's all paid for, so why not go to the hospital, you know? So everyone goes to the hospital, and you have people there that don't need it. And you have my sister there who could have a hemorrhage if she doesn't have the spinal tap there. But no, it's all right, because this absolutely clearly prostitute that was sitting there that had a black eye, was my favorite part, is that she had a black eye, and I'm sure it wasn't from falling down, was sitting there for a black eye. Then the best part is that it's a weird mix. Is this hospital is one of those where it's right in between a really nice neighborhood and a really bad neighborhood, so you get a weird mixture of people. So while I'm in the emergency room, there is this hipster, Renee, you had already gone in. There was this hipster, skinny guy with a beard, you know, typical hipster dude with his fat girlfriend. His fat girlfriend was laying down on like three of the chairs. And by the way, pro tip, never lay down in an emergency room. I don't care how bad you feel because it's disgusting. But anyway, so this laying down. And then there's a kid there who had an ear infection, a really bad one. And he was crying because he had an ear infection, obviously. He's 3 years
old. They're the worst, dude.
No, they are. I know. But so the kid's crying. And then this fucking hipster has the audacity to tell the mom, can you keep your kid quiet? She has a migraine.
Fuck him.
Hold on, let me finish.
I saw those.
She has a migraine and it sounds sensitive. So then while this kid's crying, understand this fat hipster bitch is doing this.
Who had her hair combed in front of her face with the black hair. With the red pants, the pajama pants.
Pajama pants, and the hoodie on. Just crying. So then I, of course, being a douche, after he went to complain the kid's crying, you were already inside. I look at him right in his face. I go, can you keep her down? Can you keep your girlfriend down? I have a migraine and the sound is bothering. I swear to God, Dutch. And the sound is bothering me. He looked at me because he knew I was being facetious. He walked inside, spoke to somebody, and then moved to the opposite side of the waiting room. I didn't move.
What happened was he went over there and said, this guy's being an asshole. And they're like, okay, sorry, we don't know what to do for you. He's like, you can move or just sit there be around that insufferable prick.
Yeah, but fuck him, bro. So anyway, Renee, while I was doing that, explain what's happening with you and the radiologist. We're mementoing this.
This is emergency room, so I went into the emergency room, and every single room had somebody screaming their heads off, which, I mean, goes to tell you it's probably a really good hospital.
By the way,
Jesus Christ.
Keep in mind that Renee has probably the best...
5 months to live. Wait, what?
At best.
Why are you giving me so much time?
Yeah. No. she has really good insurance. I'm talking about the kind where
I have skeletal insurance.
They do everything.
Wow.
They do everything. But what bothers me is that you see her there and the hospital still treats you like you're a piece of shit without insurance, even though you're making they're overcharging you and they're making a buttload of money.
Yeah.
But they treat her like the assholes that are there without insurance. So that bothers me. So the radiologist, you know, when you're like a little kid, when you're a little kid and your parents tell you, hey, did the report card come in? And you say no, even though it's in your backpack and it's just a really bad report card.
Right.
That's what this interventional radiologist was doing. He kept going, no, I won't do it without an MRI, trying to make Renee leave because Renee's like, I don't want an MRI. I've had like 50.
Wait.
I'm going to grow a third arm.
Wait, it's not even that. It's not even that. Yeah. I've already grown other limbs, but it's not even that. While I was in the emergency room, because I was complaining, their way to shut me up is I heard the doctor. He goes,
yeah, oh, she overheard the doctor.
This was quote unquote verbatim. She knows too much, medically speaking. Give her meds, what she requests.
Yep.
Why?
Just like that.
Because not only was she, but see, here's the thing, Dutch.
No, here's what you should have done. It's been like, I also have ADD. I got lower back pain. I also have a pain in my leg. I think I need to start smoking pot, and then they'll just throw Oxycontin, Ritalin,
check this out.
Adderall.
You're things that I have.
She has a bag full of meds. No, literally a bag.
Swear to God.
She has prescriptions she doesn't even fill because she doesn't use them. So anyway, she's there, and then
make some cash.
They knew something's up. They knew something's up, and they knew because Renee's been in and out of hospitals. And
oh,
you want
no
after the show. So
and they look at you and you're like, okay, this Cuban girl.
It's like one of those people. Like I'm an AC guy, right? And one time at a rent when we were renting, they wouldn't let me do my own AC because they thought I was going to overcharge them. So they would send another guy. And immediately the guy goes, no, man, you got to change the AC. I looked at him and I go, come here for a second. I go, you see what this is? This is my work uniform. What does it say? Royce Air Conditioning, right? So don't try to fucking BS me. Clean out the drain line. I do it myself, but this douche doesn't let me. And he goes, oh, okay. He needed to say one more word. He cleaned it out because he was trying to like sell me. I'm like, dude, fucking please.
Isn't that the greatest thing in the world when you know exactly what needs to get fixed?
Exactly.
Like, it's like when you know your own car and you go to get it fixed because you don't feel like doing it yourself. Yeah. And then they are like, yeah, the aerometer isn't working.
The flux capacitor.
Hey, the flux capacitor doesn't exist, fuckface. I know exactly what's wrong. Switch this, switch that, or I'm going to sue you guys. And they're like, oh, I've had so many instances exactly like that.
Go ahead, what were you saying?
I walked in, and she says, what are you here for? I said, I need a spinal tap. She goes, you can't tell me that. I'm like, what?
Yeah, oh, that's
you
right.
You just asked me what the fuck I need. I need a spinal tap. And she goes, well, you can't tell me clinicals. I said, okay, what do you want me to tell you? I have a tummy ache. My head hurt. What do you want me to tell you?
So I'm she had to go. Need. So then Renee had to go find. Renee had
so
to go.
Hold on, pause. So you're indignant from the get-go? Because
well,
of that.
To be fair, obviously. To be fair, this PR that was working in the front was indignant to begin with. So
I'm 23 and Hispanic Dutch.
Yeah.
I'm trying to set the scene for our listeners.
Yes.
No, and I'm
believe
setting
me,
it
I know you people.
So then Renee, of course, goes, fine. I don't need a spinal tap. Cool. I have too much spinal fluid in my brain and it's affecting my vision and I have a headache. And then they go, okay. So it's the same thing. You're basically telling them the same thing. But you have to say
I
the
gave
certain
them the
way.
Definition of and no, and then it's better. Like, oh, what
oh no,
do
no,
you
wait,
have?
Wait. Explain. What do you have? Tell them what you told them. This,
what do
this
you
is
have?
How, the
I
nurse
said,
didn't
okay.
know what it was.
I said, okay, I have pseudotumor cerebri. You have what?
One time, Dutch, I was there. A nurse had to go Google. I swear to God, this is true. Had to go Google it.
They Googled it.
They Googled it. At a hospital.
They Googled it and then come tell me. They're like, okay, so it seems like what you have is, no, you fuck. I told you what I have because you don't know what it is. You know how many times I've had to spell my own condition? Can you spell that for me?
Yeah, can you spell that from a doctor? So then this, so it's like I said, it's like when you have a report card and you know it's in your backpack, but you don't want to show it because it's really bad. So the MRI guy kept trying to scare her and going, oh no, the radiologist goes, you have to get an MRI. She's like, I need to do another hour of radiation.
Oh. So
like,
look, honestly, yeah. I have so much hydromorphine in my system right now that I cannot possibly be coherent for another 10 minutes. So I'm just going to finish telling you a story.
Yeah, go ahead.
Through the emergency room, they just started giving me medicine. Tricks on them because I have the tolerance of
Godzilla.
The first drug addict in the world.
Yeah.
I just do.
Joe Coletta. Go ahead.
Joe Coletta. Yeah. So it wouldn't put me to sleep and they kept going. I'm like, look, you're just going
to
make
and
me
even
grow
CM
up.
Punk went in there and did his go to sleep move and she stayed up, bro. She got up like Undertaker. It was
so
weird.
Then they're like, so what?
By the way, remind
do?
Me, remind me Grammar Slam Dutch after the second hour. Go
the
ahead.
The thing is, all of our listeners understand the reference and I don't.
Okay. But anyway, go ahead, Renee.
They're like, what we're going to do is we need to get somebody first to attempt
seems
to do
to me
to attempt to do the spinal tap bedside. I said, wait, so you mean right now in this shithole of a room that's curtains, I don't have doors, nothing looks sanitary, and you're going to puncture my spine? Because, yeah, that's, you know, that sounds about right. It's what you should
do. Well, hold on. Like, do you have to, like, splay open and show your asshole to get your spine tapped? I don't know. I'm not familiar with
well,
this procedure.
No, but here's the thing. There's so much. I'm robotic, so there's so much metal in my spine. Yeah. Part cyborg. There's so much metal in my spine that if you go in without it being under fluoroscopy, or also known as an x-ray, just a live x-ray, if you go in without that, you're going to hit metal. You're never going to get liquid.
Wow. Yeah.
So you need to see what you're doing. And I told them, I said, no, it doesn't work like that. So long story short, I've been in the hospital 2 days.
Dude, they kept her overnight.
God doesn't exist. And the fact that, like, you know, someone as nice as Renee has a fucked up back that has to be partly metal and has that you have to have.
She's a Terminator.
It's ridiculous.
I had a battery at one point. Really? True
yeah,
story.
She had it. She
you're
had, like,
Iron Man.
Hell yeah. So
it's very funny. Dude.
They tell me the emergency room doctor tells me, okay, so I'm going to admit you, but you're not going to stay overnight. This is just so we could get, you know, interventional radiology ready and they could take you. I said, all right, whatever. Fine. Admit me. I don't care. Is anything to get out of that fucking STD hole of an emergency room.
Right.
And that's what it looked like.
So
now. Go ahead, Rudy.
I got out and then they admit me into a room. And 5 o'clock rolls around. Oh, sorry, they left. I've been here since 10.
They
what
left.
What the fuck have
oh,
you been doing?
And then she goes, ask for the hospital administrator, right? The hospital administrator goes, don't worry, I'll take care of it. Renee goes to get her MRI done. And while she's doing that, she leaves. She just leaves. She leaves the hospital. She goes home. She just left.
She just left. Just so pretty left. Much for 2 days, two entire days.
Wow.
I'll put it this way. For 2 days, they've had me fasting. No liquid. No food.
Wait,
and
so this was scheduled?
No, this was not scheduled. They every single day they said, oh, we're going to do it this day. Don't worry about it. And when this day and this time came, it was, oh, no, it's probably not going to be until tomorrow morning.
So they kept doing like what a kid does.
I discharged myself today right now.
And guess what they told her? They go, we'll pay for a, I swear to God, Dutch, we'll pay for a bus to drive you 3 hours back
to
Miami. To
Miramar.
To get it done there.
What a, what?
Mind
what?
You.
This is a hospital.
Hold on. Now, wait. Now, you guys are in Orlando, obviously. Like,
yes.
Wait, so you drove all the way down there just so she didn't have to take a bus?
No. I didn't drive in. She's still in Orlando. She hasn't left. But the doctor, since they couldn't do the spinal tap because apparently the guy's a moron, he said, "Oh, we could do is we could pay for a bus to drive you down to your hospital in South Florida." And she's like, "Yeah, I'm going to sit on a bus."
Wait.
Well, to be fair, that little town of Orlando doesn't really have the best hospitals.
and explain what came on TV while you were waiting.
While we are in the waiting room, the news just so happens, WESH 2 News, which is Orlando's news, just so happens to start playing. And they said amongst the 10 worst hospitals that there are in the nation, two of them belong to Orlando, Central Florida.
And one of them happened to be the one that you were in.
Yes.
The nurse just turned that looked at me and she turned so red. And she's like, "Look, I work here, but I don't go here."
That's the nurse.
You know what? You can't be too mad because of a news report that happens while you're there and the nurse even recognizes that it's a piece of shit hospital. Can you really be that mad?
No, and I'm not mad. They didn't do the spinal tap.
She hasn't got it done yet.
They didn't do it. And I'm assuming that they were going to do it with a hammer and a rusty nail. Because I don't know. I can't imagine what the fuck else they were going to use. But the worst part about it is they had me fasting 48 hours with no liquid. The problem with that
is... And they made her watch the movie 48 Hours with Eddie Murphy, which is even worse.
Which is worse than the no liquid. The problem with that is I'm on really strong diuretics. They didn't put me on a drip of saline. I was dying. They left me dying. That's what they were doing. That's it. That's how bad this hospital is.
Yeah. So while she's doing that, I'm sitting in the emergency room, Dutch, and I'm telling you, I called Marie to vent how mad I was. I'm not Mr. Old Man like yelling at society, but I call Marie and the first thing I tell her is, "Marie, this country's falling apart." I'm like, I sat in an emergency room and I swear to God, I felt like I was in a flea market.
Oh, wait. And when you're admitted, you don't get your own room. Sharing a room with somebody else.
Oh, I'm sure that was a treat for those people listening to you two Cubans just vent your frustration over this piece of shit hospital.
Well, no, here's the catch. The lady who was in the room next to me, she called me over and she had sickle cell disease. So
she was white then?
Yes. Norwegian,
she was
actually.
White.
Wow.
She was Norwegian.
So.
Yeah.
She.
Hurtin' Burton.
She goes, "Look, I don't come to this hospital. This is where the ambulance brought me." She goes.
This is hilarious.
She's like, "They've been putting it off because he doesn't know what he's doing. He doesn't really do spot." I swear to God, I called Royce as soon as she told me. "He doesn't really know what it's doing. He doesn't really do spinal taps." She goes, "Take it from me, from experience. He did one on me. He has not a clue of what he's doing, and that's why he keeps putting it off." And he says, "This Elucid, tomorrow, it's going to be done
in
the morning."
It's always tomorrow.
It's never going to come.
What's the name of this hospital? Because if you guys saw it on, what was it, 2020 Dateline? What was the news thing?
Orlando Health.
But what was the news thing you saw that said that they were one of the worst hospitals in the U.S.?
It was too. It was ranked number 10 in the worst hospital in the U.S. And the worst hospital in the country.
In the U.S.?
For,
Not even in Florida.
For complaints.
Wow. Well, there you go.
For complaints and personal injury.
So I'm assuming you guys are going to a different hospital then, because especially when you were there in a hospital bed and you saw the report come up saying these people suck balls, you wouldn't go back there again, I'm assuming.
Oh, and this is, and I didn't tell my brother this, so this is news to him. The doctor's primary concern, I discharged myself.
She had to
They weren't
going to
let me go. And the doctor's primary concern was, do they let me fill out a discharge form or do they make me sign an AMA form? An AMA form is against medical advice. So I had to discharge myself and he was going to make me fill out an AMA form because he knew very well that he did nothing to treat me and that if I left the hospital and I had, God forbid, a hemorrhage or anything of that nature,
malpractice.
He was completely liable for it.
Malpractice.
Yep.
Wow. No wonder insurance for doctors is so high, because the pieces of shit like that Good Lord.
And the crazy part is that bill's going to come at me for almost $8,000.
Two Orlando area hospitals.
No, it's not.
Two Orlando area hospitals are among the worst in the state when it comes to readmitting patients less than a month after hospital stay. But the hospitals on the list, Florida Hospital System and Orlando Healthcare in Oki, there it is, Oki, right? Yeah, Ocoee. Will now be given preference for federal funding to address the problem. They're getting federal preference for being terrible. The two landed in the list because of how many patients return to the hospital within one to three conditions, pneumonia, heart failure, or heart attack. Both hospitals were among the lowest performers in the country. Orlando Health was the next tier of underperformers, scoring poorly in two of the three categories, heart attack and pneumonia. The data was based on Medicare patients, billing records, blah, blah, blah. Orlando Health's data were drawn from five of its hospitals. The ratings identified the hospitals with higher than average return rates so they could be giving preference for federal pilot programs. So what that means is the worse you do, the more money you get. That's awesome. The federal government has zeroed in on hospital readmission rates as part of a goal to improve health. They've done good. This is a 2012, Renee. So far, it's been a year, and they're kicking ass.
And then my doctor's name didn't help. His name was Mohammed Merchant. It's like you were not set up
to be a doctor.
He was
the guy from the beginning of Aladdin.
Your family set you up to own one of those 7-Elevens or an Indian store.
Listen, Renee, he married well. He married Natalie Merchant. And she was so successful, he decided to take her name.
Hospital spokesman said,
what's your second favorite Natalie Merchant song?
Get Lucky. Hospital spokesman says that there are so many reasons why patient. Bye, Renee. Guy, she's tired. Go to bed. She hasn't slept.
Renee. Sorry.
Hospital spokesman say there's so many reasons why patients return to hospitals. Let's say you've been in the hospital for a heart attack. Is it the doctor's responsibility, the hospital's responsibility to make sure you get a follow-up appointment with the doctor? And whose responsibility is to schedule the appointment? The hospital's terrible. It's fucking horrible. And I have never been sadder. I have never been sadder at the state of this fucking country.
Okay, you know what will make everybody happy? The first link I sent you, Marie.
Dutch, can you not scream because I have a migraine? And it's noise sensitive.
I sent you a link.
Don't patronize me. I feel like I'm being patronized now.
I sent you a link. It's right there.
What is the link? What is it, Marie?
The very first one.
Oh, I like the first one.
The very first one, Royce. It might be worth playing. Just play it on your end if you could pop the video up.
Just send it to me.
And I put it in both.
How would you like me to send it to
in the chat? Put it in the chat room.
The chat room? Okay, I put it in Google Hangout.
Just put it in the chat room. It's easier.
I did both.
Okie dokie. It's a video, you said?
Yep.
All right. I'm getting it right now.
Just to lighten the mood. I actually pulled this just for Marie.
I love it.
It's been around for a little while, and basically what it is, it's a cat dressed as a shark riding on a Roomba.
It's Shark Week.
It is Shark Week.
It is.
Kitty! I love that the kitty's tail's wagging at the end of the Roomba. It's so dumb. Oh my god, this cat is so dumb.
But I love the fact that he's dressed like a shark.
Okay, I got it.
It's like no a kid reason. Wearing his Halloween costume all excited in the middle of summer. Is it Halloween yet? I want to be
right,
Superman.
Here you go, cat riding.
Go ahead, play it. Some girl with no ass walks in.
He's doing a bang-up job.
That cat is cleaning the shit out of those floors.
He's just...
Hang in there, kitty.
He couldn't be happier. And it's what I'm more amazed by is how do you get a shark costume for a cat?
And how do you let the cat stay in there? How does a cat stay in the shark costume?
And how do put him on a Roomba.
I think the cat wants to be on the Roomba. That's how you keep the
cat
on the Roomba.
Why does this cat want to be on a Roomba?
Because, I mean, look at it.
Why
it looks
not?
Like it has fun every time.
Want to help out, too.
That cat couldn't be happier if you just took, like, catnip and shoved up his face. He's just hanging out.
What the hell is wrong with the woman in the background just shucking corn and not watching her shark cat on a Roomba? She's not even looking.
Right into the fridge. Boom, right into the fridge.
I think this is, like, security camera footage because it's just... Who would set a camera up there in that angle?
I'll be honest with you. I wouldn't have her in the background. I would just have the cat by himself. It'd be funnier, I think, just the cat by himself.
Especially
on a Roomba.
With her and her lack of butt. I don't like it.
Okay, there was a moment where she does wave at the kitty, like, "Hi, honey, I see what you're doing.
Good job."
That cat is a human being. He's a little 2-year-old kid that wants to wear his Superman costume to Halloween, but instead he's just sitting on a Roomba bouncing on walls.
Okay, would you like to see, Dutch, because I thought you would like this. CM Punk now is doing this video, and even like wrestling, it's called Grammar Slam. So what he does is he takes real emails and tweets from fans that are making fun of him, and he does what's called the Grammar Slam. I'm just going to play it.
That's so much.
I already like this song. Superstar CM Punk, and welcome to Grammar Slam, where I interact with you, the fan, and I correct your awful, awful grammar.
Oh, what a great bit!
Yep.
And on Grammar Slam today, we are learning the difference between your and your. Now, we're going to read...
This is Marie's bit!
If you don't follow me, you're a little bitch. Let's glaze over the fact that there's no comma. Let's glaze over the fact that there's zero punctuation. That could be an exclamation. It probably could be a question mark. There's no period. There's no nothing. Let's talk about the fact that if you're going to go ahead and insult a man via Twitter, on the internet, face-to-face, whatever it is, regardless, you're going to call a man a bitch. You're going to insult somebody's manhood. What I need you to do is not sound like an ignorant bitch yourself. You're a bitch. You are a bitch. You're a bitch. Learn some correct grammar, for Christ's sake. Dear CM Punk, congratulations on your win at Raw. Thank you. Now it's time to get your ass handed to you by Undertaker. Ha ha ha. If you think you're going to beat him, you're an idiot. Good luck. You're going to need it. Signed, Dennis J. I can't take Dennis J seriously. His punctuation's okay, but his use of your and yours is absolutely horrible. Not to mention the fact that he wishes me luck. He wishes me luck. He says, I'm going to need it. And he uses the wrong use of the word your.
Good. I love that he gets mad, not at them calling him a bitch, but that just the fucking... This is a brilliant... He has three other ones.
He's basically doing the oldest adage. If you are getting into an internet fight, the easiest way to win is to correct someone's grammar when they're fighting with you, especially on Twitter or anything like that. It's brilliant. Right. It's a brilliant bit.
Good luck learning grammar. Good luck graduating the third grade, Dennis J. I wish you luck in actually being able to write a letter that makes sense. Write a letter where the grammar is proper, where you know the difference between your and your. The contraction your is in you are. You are not capable of writing a letter that is legible. Your. I'm thirsty. This water? Yeah, what do you think of Dennis J?
Yeah, it looks pretty good.
Yeah, it looks good to you?
It looks fine.
It looks fine.
I see what's happening.
Yeah.
Congratulations on your win at Raw. That's good.
Yeah, that was a
good. That's absolutely right, right? Now it's time to get your ass handed to you by Undertaker. That's fine, right? That's good.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you think you're going to beat him, you're an idiot.
Yes.
Those are acceptable uses of the word you're?
Throw in his face.
Fine. Jeez.
Oh, never mind. He crushes in his face.
He crushes the glass. Grammar slam. Grammar slam. I love that he screamed it. Grammar slam.
I wish I had that many mistype and fan mail that I could do my own bit.
Yeah, he does
mistype tone.
He does one with literally and figuratively that is really good too, because people always use literally wrong.
Literally?
Right.
Like, literally. Literally.
That's really funny.
I was like, bitch.
Oh, Pammy says, please play the... Okay, you know what? I'll play.
Go for it.
It's really funny, and it's very
Since
rare.
We're on the topic.
Yeah, we gotta play the CM Punk. I love that it's called Grammar Slam.
Grammar Slam.
You've been Grammar Slam.
You referenced that earlier when Renee was telling her story, and we got like a bunch of people in the chat room talking about it.
Yeah, talking about it. I don't, because it was very funny.
I did not know about this until you just brought it up. That's hilarious.
Here, hold on. Let me. All right, here it is.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is WWE superstar CM Punk welcoming you to another edition of Grammar Slam, where I, CM Punk, read your tweets and fan mail directed towards me and correct your awful, awful grammar. Today, we're doing one of my favorites, the difference between figuratively and literally. All right, today we're going to start off with a tweet. At CM Punk, you are literally a piece of shit. I am not literally a piece of shit. Figuratively, maybe I'm a piece of shit and I'm a bad human being, but literally, I am not a piece of shit. As you see me standing here before you, I am a human being. I'm going to now read this letter, and I'm going to try my best to be calm about it. Comes to you from Len A. CM Punk, how can you think you can stop John Cena? Nobody can. All caps. He's yelling at me now. Literally on fire right now. Is he literally on fire? Is he literally? Because if he's literally on fire, Len, we need to go put him out. We need to go, I don't know, spit on him. Because if he's literally on fire, the man is going to perish. I got to go call John. He's in intensive care, because if he was on fire, he would be. He's not on some sort of a streak. He's not on a hot streak. He's not just doing really good. He would be figuratively on fire. You see, because figuratively is used as a metaphor. Literally is just that. I don't even know how to explain it.
That's the fucking...
I'm sitting here ranting and raving in this game. You're figuratively driving me crazy. There's a chance you've literally driven me crazy. But I can't explain that to you because you don't know the difference between figuratively and literally.
I love this.
I can cheer you up.
I'm sorry. This just gets me so fired.
I know.
Up,
I literally just recycled every bottle in Southern California. This is the last one. I recycled everything. Literally, it's all of them. See, it's the last one.
What about that bottle over there?
Well, let's. I mean, you know.
Oh, I literally just smashed a bottle over his head.
It's a great bit.
He's so mad.
It's such a great bit. I applaud him. That's very funny. It's
very funny.
Very it funny.
Is. Yeah. Oh, okay. Sorry. I thought that was great.
No, that's great.
It's such a great idea. What is this Kelly's talking about? Wait. I'm a fan of little foreign kids correcting celebrity tweets. What is that?
I don't know.
Uh-oh.
Here, click it real quick.
No, I'm going to blind click it right now. I'm going to see what it is.
I'm going to as well. Thank you, baby.
Learning English by correcting celebrities' grammar on Twitter. Hi, Justin Bieber. My name is Maria. I'm 9. I'm a fan from Brazil. Watch out. It's we're here, not we here. Okay.
Wow. Okay.
I love it.
All right.
Sylvester Stallone tweeted, a good quarterback is only as strong as the right team. The man needs a stronger line, people.
No. The man need a stronger line, people.
Read it wrong better.
Red Balloon says, hi, at the Sliced Alone. I'm Theo. I'm 8. I'm from Brazil. Look, you...
Read it. Hi, my name is Theo. I'm cute. I'm not even reading.
Look,
let me follow along.
Okay.
I'm not reading it. I'm just doing the impression of a little Brazilian boy. Hello.
Do it like a Swedish young boy.
You read it. Go ahead. Red Balloon, what he wrote with his picture.
Swedish.
Hi, at Sliced Alone. I'm Theo, and I'm 8, and I'm from Brazil. Look, you wrote...
Ascended?
Ascendidad.
Ascendidad, but it's Ascendidad. I don't know.
I'm trying to figure that one out, too. I think it's some sort of weird formatting thing, but okay. I can't figure it out.
Rihanna said, she's my rock, so I hold on to she tight. Hi, Rihanna. I love your songs. My name is Caroline. I'm 11 years old. It's not she. It's
not too she.
It's not too she. It's too her. Bye-bye. Okay. I already love this.
All right. This is great because it's little kids correcting the grammar of idiots who tweet.
Okay. I'll read the
stars. Particularly famous people.
I'll read the stars, Marie. You read the responses. How about that?
Fine.
Daniel Radcliffe, Harry Potter. Hello, guys. It's been an age that I didn't tweet.
You're doing the worst English impression ever. Do it better.
can't read it wrong. You're,
cheerio!
Your mind is auto-correcting for them.
Hello,
read
guys.
What they say.
Hello, guys. It have been an age that I didn't tweet.
You aren't even reading the space that he has in between the word and the comma.
I don't know how I could read that.
Hello, guys. It have been an age that I didn't tweet. Thanks all for your amazing message.
He spelled amazing wrong.
Dan XX.
Marie, can you correct him, please?
Well, that's a bad one.
Good.
At Daniel Radcliffe, dear Harry Potter, I'm Gabriel from Brazil. Your tweet has two mistakes. It has been and amazing.
I love this.
These little pieces of shit.
Oh, Kim Kardashian.
Here we go.
Up early, getting ready to film Chelsea Lately today with the whole fam. We're taking over tonight.
At Kim Kardashian, you're beautiful. I'm Anna Beatrice from Brazil. I'm 8. Look, you wrote were, but it's were. Kisses. and it was.
I love asshole kids.
This is fantastic. Paris Hilton just got out of the pool. Went for a night swim with at River Viperia. The pool's warm as bathwater. Feels amazing. Loves it.
At Paris Hilton. I'm Marcus from Brazil. I'm 11 years old.
Will you fuck me?
May I help you? It's not loves it. It's love it. Kisses.
And he did the little heart symbol when he said
that. That is... By the way, all these are coming from Brazil. They know English better than we do.
No. Justin Bieber. Some video games, some old movies. That was long bus ride, but we hear. Hashtag
Steve. Jay Bieber. First name, last name.
Thank you. Hi, at Justin Bieber. My name is Maria.
Jay Bieber. First name, last name.
I'm 9, and I'm a fan from Brazil. Watch out. It's
always Brazil.
Maybe it's a Brazilian thing.
Yeah, it's a school here.
We're here, not we here.
Okay, Ryan Lochte. Oh my God, he's such a.
Oh my God. Okay, this is a gimme.
Just heard NYC Power went out. Is that true?
At Ryan Lochte. Hi, I'm Luis from Brazil. I'm 9, and I love sports too. Look, you missed an A in herd. Yes.
He spelled herd wrong. He spelled it like herding cattle.
That doesn't surprise me at all. That guy is one chromosome away from just like rooting around and shit.
Well, I don't know how to do Lady Gaga's accent because I'm not a bird from the future, but I'll try.
Oh, I can do Lady Gaga.
Okay, go ahead. Number 8, Dutch.
That Phoenix crowd was completely and utterly sane. Just did shows in 4 days. In 3 days, I'll be sleeping for the next 24 hours.
I was spot on. At Lady Gaga, close. I'm Milena, 10 years old from Brazil. You're great, but your tweet had a mistake. Crowd doesn't have E.
Wow.
She's so stupid.
Phoenix crowded. Wow. That's
Charlie
funny.
Sheen. Short break from the kooky part of my brain to check out who I had a pleasure of talking to. School in the morn.
At Charlie Sheen, I'm Raphael from Brazil. Big fan, but man, use your brain, not your brawn.
B-R-A-N-E, because how he spelled it.
Your show's great.
And the last one, let's just stop at 10. Miley Cyrus. So many people, so many peeps I love. Birthday is today. Gotta celebrate.
I don't even know how that's possible, but it changed fonts.
I know. It really did. I've never seen that happen.
How did that fucking happen? And then there's three white blank boxes. Like you changed fonts again and it turned into that weird font that just makes everything a square for some reason. All right.
Western Echo says, best thing about these Brazilian kids is only a few short years till their girls are taking it up the poop chute on camera.
Truth. Yeah. At Miley Cyrus. Hi, my name is Amanda and I'm a big fan from Brazil.
Hey, look, we have some young talent here, Dutch. Look at Amanda.
Yup.
Go ahead.
Look, birthday has no F's. Smiley face.
Love she has no F's.
Apparently she doesn't get the look, I'm actually gonna give a pass for that one. The other ones are inexcusable, but that one I'll give a pass to.
It's sarcasm, Dutch. How many people know that?
Apparently not.
Literally, don't get sarcasm.
Okay, but she could have corrected so many things because the sentence said, "So many peeps I love birthday is today!" Exclamation point. That is a terrible sentence in general. So she was focusing on one thing because maybe Twitter just doesn't give you a whole lot of space.
Apparently not.
By the way, did you notice, since moving on a little bit here, did you notice that
I was about to move on, but go ahead.
I think ESPN has played more of that football game, the Dallas game, than NBC did when they showed it live.
What football game?
The Dolphins versus the Cowboys. They played Sunday night.
Oh, that piece of shit awful. Yeah. No one cares. Piece of dude.
Of course I know, but my
who
point
who cares about preseason?
I know, but what I'm pointing out is I think that ESPN played more of that game than NBC did when they aired it live because ESPN has nothing going
on.
They
have nothing
going on.
Because they barely have
the game like it was a Super Bowl.
Dude, they have like no football game. The only news they have is the whole A-Rod thing, and that's about it. Because hockey's over, basketball's over. The only thing they have right now is baseball, so they have to fill it with something. So well, I mean, I'm not going to fault them for that.
No, they got stuff. There's like 500 more baseball games, right?
No.
Ew! Baseball.
There's at most like four a day, if that.
Have you seen the video, Dutch, speaking of football, that the Manning brothers did?
Were they butt fucking each other?
No, not that. No, not the one I sent you. This is a different one. This is one where they DirecTV did where they do. Marie, what was that butt fucking for?
Nah.
I'm not laughing at that. I'm sorry. I just had a weird flashback to when I was in a freshman in high school, and a guy referred to butt fucking as boofing each other.
Really?
And it just made me laugh because it's so stupid. They were boofing each other on stage. He was referring to Rammstein because I remember having a conversation with this guy about Rammstein on stage. You know they boof each other, right? And I was like, "What are you talking about?" And he's like, "Well, you know, like they fuck each other in the ass." And I remember me and my other buddy Kyle and Tyler, and we just started laughing at this idiot and him saying the word boof.
Right.
Sorry, you sparked a weird memory, and
get your douche show ready, Dutch.
I don't like this.
All right, get ready.
I'm ready.
I warned you over front. DirecTV presents Manning Brothers music video.
Oh, no.
Eli Manning.
Oh, no.
I don't know what that means.
Fucked up your president.
Got it.
I'm not talking. I'm watching football.
Watching football?
Yeah, with DirecTV NFL Sunday
Get
Ticket
ready.
Max, you can watch
the acting's really good
every Sunday afternoon on any device, like your computer, tablet, or phone.
Football on your phone?
Football on your phone.
Here it comes. Ready?
It's football on your phone. That's what I said.
It's football on your phone, you can watch it in bed.
Take it with you wherever you go.
Show your friends and watch them all go home.
It's football on your phone.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
How you doing, Dutch?
I see what they're doing. No, hold on. Dude, I'm not going to crush them. They're doing it just to be goofy. There's no way anybody does this seriously.
It's football on your phone, so now's your chance to
have. This was funnier when it was a Lonely Island.
That's the point. I think that's what they're. I think they're trying to rob Lonely Island.
No, they're stealing.
They're stealing it. Yeah, but I see what they're going for. They're not going for anything other than that.
Let me ask you a question. What do you get?
They're really good rappers, though.
That's the thing. Hold on. Pause it.
Okay.
Can we identify that that's what they're going for?
I guess, but they're both autistic, so I don't think they know what.
Yeah, but like that's 100% of what they're going for. They're going for the Lonely Island type of goofy, weird rap bit. Like they're not doing it for real, and they don't think they're actually gonna. They're
even doing it for realsies.
No, they're doing it like on purpose. That's my thought.
It's football on your phone.
Uh huh. Yeah.
It's football on your phone.
Uh huh.
If you're on a date with Simone.
Football on your phone.
If you're taking out a small loan.
Football on your phone.
When you're sitting on your throne.
Football on your phone.
When you're buttering a scone.
Football on your phone. It's like I spilled milk all over your blouse by accident or on purpose. It's like the milk.
So are they going to do Dick in the Box next, or what's happening?
It's basically what they're going for.
It's basically the same song.
I just can't anymore. I just hate.
That was good. I'm not going to kill them for that. Like, they saw, like, they always do dumb commercials.
No, it wasn't, Mitch.
So.
It wasn't good.
I liked it. It's catchy.
You liked it?
Football on your phone.
I fucking hate Mitch. Mitch lives in the fucking wilderness where one lightning storm takes out his entire infrastructure.
By the way, how are things going with you and your girl?
Really good.
He killed her.
Is she there?
Yeah, she's sleeping.
He killed her.
I need proof. Is she there?
Yeah, she's
I want to hear her.
They're saying that she's dead.
No, she's not. See, she's right here.
Hi, guys. It's Jerry. I'm right here.
That's a wooden doll, Mitch.
Mitch, it's a wooden doll. That doesn't count as a person. I keep telling you this. It's not a real friend. You know that you're sleepwalking and setting it up so you think it's moving at night, but it's not.
He's shows like up in different places all the time. It has to be alive.
Mitch is like Tyler Durden, just a lot less interesting.
I don't really have a plan either.
Yeah,
I just.
Well, he didn't really have a plan.
Before. He doesn't have Project Anarchy. He has Project Procrastination, where he just kind of sleeps all day. It's not as good. It's not as good at all. Oh, Dutch. I want to. I guess we're going to go to break.
Well, that's
but
right.
I wanna,
basically, a sports show is off, so I'll take that off the thing.
Yeah, those fucking bitches. I'm kidding.
No, I have no problem with them.
I was kidding.
Sorry, I was just trying to go through like my break here real quick. So.
Well, Dutch, what do you got coming up? Because coming up after the break, I have a list of what are the saddest movies.
Well, I mean, you show up late and then you take over the show as far as content goes. So I'll just leave it over to you.
You're welcome.
I had 1,001 things to go with, but
No, I was
my show. No, it's fine. You know, it's our show.
Dutch. It's literally our show. We are.
Shut up. I got a good new K-pop girl song.
Yes!
We listen to better music than you. And this is something you've never heard before. This is not anything we've talked about or anything like that.
I'm excited.
Obviously, that guy who shot up that town, that Pennsylvania town hall.
Hello.
That happened yesterday.
That's the motto.
We'll talk about a story. The guy who shut up that nonsense. George Takei is as gay as ever.
Takei.
Takei, from
more
what
like
I call him.
Got a bunch of guys in his butt.
Exactly. Good job. All right. We'll be right back after this.
And the saddest movies of all time.
Oh. And on top of that, the worst moments of any Disney movies.
We have two good lists. I'm excited.
Yes. Coming back, Dustin Royce.
Phoning it in.
More like radio, less like.
Not phoning it in, Royce.
If you weren't able to catch the last Hippo Juice show, here's what you probably missed.
The credibility that they are using as a bouncer at a Colombian strip club. Credibility.
Oh my god, that's hilarious! Let's say it three more times.
Oh, God, to save you, gotta save my soul. Oh, but down, bow down, wow, diddy, wow, wow.
Listen to the Hippo Juice Show live every Wednesday night, 7 to 9 p.m. on morelikeradio.com.
Hey everyone, it's Sean from the Hippo Juice Show. When I'm looking for all the latest gossip preteen boys talk about, I listen to Mark Out Radio, Sundays from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, only on morelikeradio.com. Now here's your Mark Out Radio Moment of the Week.
Listen, the match is already boring. When a match is boring, it's the announcer's job to assign it excitement. That's what you're there to do. If you don't believe me, go ask Joey Styles. Go ask Tony Schiavone. Go ask JR. If the match sucks, it is your job as the announcer to help put it over. Yes, the fans in the audience will not be privy to that, but the 4.8 million viewers at home are! Jesus Christ! Michael Cole, Jerry Lawler, you need to be replaced. You're too comfortable and you suck at your jobs. Granted, you don't suck as much as the NXT announcers from this week, but you suck at your jobs.
Mark Out Radio with Big T and Dark Fox.
MoreLikeRadio.com. Because mean people need to laugh too.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom?
Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to adamandeve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. Oh, no. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs for a little inspiration. Plus, a free extra gift so sensual, we can't mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, we'll even throw in free shipping on your entire order. And no, we're not teasing. So check out adamandeve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type DEAL48 for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you'll get 3 free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use offer code DEAL48 at adamandeve.com.
Hi, I'm Joe Conti's girlfriend. The one thing I can always count on is when I listen to him on the show, he will never embarrass me. Until I heard him read some putrid poetry he wrote about some ex-girlfriend that broke his heart. Wah! What a pansy.
Years ago, I made some, I call them writings, because I don't want to call them poetry.
He keeps saying, I call them writings.
I'm buying into that word.
No, don't, man.
The writings, Frank.
And the Ten Commandments are writings. You made poems.
Basically, it was a girl.
The writings of Joe Conti.
Girl who ripped my heart out. Uh-huh. And years ago, before we came here, I was sure it was a girl.
Uh-huh.
Before we came here, I thought it would be great radio to bring the writings in and do them on the air.
I keep saying writings.
And the vicious attack I got, the vicious beating that I took for, yes, and well deserved, yes.
Yeah.
But I was telling these girls, but see, what everybody forgets is that I never sent them to her.
What's your pen name, Edgar Allan Poe?
The Conti and Kenny Show.
A tub of lineup stronger than Owen Hart's safety harness. More like radio.com. Other internet radio stations are gay.
Hey man, when you need to look your finest, what do?
Well, I grab my favorite t-shirt, of course.
You know, I just knew you were going to say that, and I was going to ask, have you ever checked out T-Fury?
I think so. That's the website with a new t-shirt every day, right?
That's the one. At tfury.com, there's a brand new t-shirt design every day, and each one lasts for only 24 hours, then it's gone forever.
So it's tea today, gone tomorrow?
Exactly.
That's a lot of t-shirts. Where do they all come from?
Well, each design is submitted by a freelance artist, so no two are exactly alike. And the best part? All these tees feature nothing but nerd references. Whether it's movies, TV shows, video games, cartoons, comics, or culture, they're all awesome. And get this, each tee is just 11 bucks.
Dude, it looks like I need to update my wardrobe. What's that website again?
Just use tinyurl.com/MLRTees. That's tinyurl.com/MLRTEES. Each limited edition tee lasts for only 24 hours, so get over there before time runs out.
Check out today's T-Fury design right now at tinyurl.com/MLRTees.
Damn it, can a guy masturbate in this house?
Did somebody bet me how many washcloths I could fit in my butt, or did I do this just for fun?
I'm sorry, ham radio, but you left me no other choice. I called the FCC.
Don't you know about the tyrant's chance of being successful on radio, you idiot?
We're tired of you infecting people with your smut. This is an epidemic, and it must be contained.
I will not have it happening in my own house.
Fuck you and everyone else. People freaking love us. We're going to be huge.
This is ham radio, because once you go ham, fuck everything else.
This is Ham Radio. Be part of the problem, not part of the solution. Tuesdays, starting at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, here on
Bringing Internet Radio to the next level. It's not FM. It's not XM. It's more like radio. Get all the best talk in one place. MoreLikeRadio.com. Hashtag Occupy Our Balls. Radio you have to atone for. MoreLikeRadio.com. Professional radio without the rules.
Here at More Like Radio, we're all radio professionals, especially Kevin from Alcohol by Volume. Marvel as he winds his way through the twists and turns of Skype.
And of course, if anybody does want to Skype in, and
you're about to get a Skype call. What is the first thing we did in the show? We turned Skype into a verb, which I think is breaking new ground, personally. But that's just me.
Here we go, answering the call. Hello.
So yeah, not to interrupt this exciting hockey talk, but what's going on, guys?
And call not found. Any drop me. That's fantastic. Okay, hang on.
I don't know.
hockey, huh? So yeah, a bunch of white guys hitting stuff on ice.
Hey, there are maybe like four or five black guys.
Okay, now I have to bring him back in, right? Hold on hold. Kevin?
It's under the impression this was a drunk show, not bore everyone that's listening show.
Well, I'm still in the process of drinking.
I think we lost Kevin, or Kevin decided to be lost.
Oh, yeah, shit. Well, you're still in the process of boring people.
And I just realized I put Dennis on hold somehow.
Because, apparently neither one of us knows how to use Skype, which is fantastic.
I'll preemptively say you're welcome for coming on and saving the show.
Well, you know, it's not brain stew 6 hours or whatever.
By the way, this is that nightmare that I've been having of at some point finally getting on call and talking to somebody and being on air and everybody else just dropping and I'm being alone on mic and I'm talking and no one's joining. So pretty much my nightmare is being punchy. Try to call him.
Yeah, you know, let me see. Okay. Dennis is back.
There
now.
You guys are.
Sorry, Dennis.
Wow, fucking radio professional over here. By the way, too busy to make videos anymore. Doesn't know how to add people to conference.
Alcohol by volume, Tuesdays, 6 to 8 p.m. only on MoreLikeRadio.com.
Score!
10-9. Game point. Yes!
What the hell was that, Steve?
What?
You didn't check the ball, Dick. Game point, and you pulled that crap?
What's going on out here?
It was game point, and he didn't check the ball.
You didn't check it up?
Bush League move, bro!
But, Mom... Game point, and you don't check the ball?
Okay, I'm sorry.
Stan!
What's up, hon?
Steve, tell your father what you did.
I didn't check it up.
What? How many times? That's it!
Steve, you disgraced the hoop. Now take Klaus and go to your room.
Back second hour.
My ankle!
Of Dungeon Boys. I didn't know what it ended.
It's okay.
You could get in touch with us with a number, but we're not connected with that right now.
But, you know, because fucking
Joel
America
Dutch stuff. On Skype, if you guys feel like jumping in on the conversation, or you can just go to morelikeradio.com/live.
Or just tweet
us. Dutch, I just got a confirmation. I will Skype in on my, I will get on Skype on my computer in case somebody wants to call in.
Okay. No, well, then, in
3-2780.
Momentarily, you could call that number, which, if you didn't hear it, it was 954-573-2780. And also, as Marie was saying earlier, you can tweet us, Joel Dutch, Chim Heil, H-Juice Marie, or Hippo Juice Film.
You know what? Dutch and Royce has a Twitter, and you never fucking plug it.
I don't run it anymore. Marie, do you want the reins of that Twitter?
Yeah, just give me the password. Over
I will. I'll change it.
So, Dutch, really quick.
Real quick, hold on. Before you go into anything.
I said really quick first.
Sorry, man. I was just running the brakes. Alcohol by volume, Kevin. Love the guy. He's
just really good promo, right?
It's 2 minutes and 20 seconds long. How long are commercials normally, Kevin?
10 seconds too short.
Kevin, I love you, man. I really do. 2 minutes and 20 seconds long? Are you out of your fucking mind? Like, and he uses what I said about him in a promo of his. in the fact that he's great with video editing and the worst at everything else.
You know he's gonna use this.
He's gonna use this in the new promo. Fuck, Kevin! Like, come on, who does a commercial for 2 minutes and 20 seconds long?
Dutch, let me say something shocking. I want to make it on the promo too. And that Kevin, he's a son of a bitch. There. Now I made the promo too. Mitch, get on the promo. Say something shocking. Go.
Alcohol by Volume is a great show. I love listening to him because he that alcoholic has more vast knowledge as far as alcohol or
He has Google. That's what he has.
He's a Rain Man of alcohol.
Okay, I was trying to compliment him, Mitch. Come on.
No, Alcohol by Volume is a good show. The host is a piece of shit.
But he's the only one.
He is the show, you asshole.
No, his show's about beer. It's not about Kevin.
I think Mitch meant to say alcohol is great, but Alcohol by Volume is stupid.
Alcohol is great. Kevin is stupid.
Kevin.
Tells him what
there you
think.
Go. You have, dude, we're making. Look, just cut this up, bro. It's 30 seconds. Bam, promo.
Here's the thing, is that like Kevin treats his audio promos like he would treat like a video promo. Like, okay, I understand a 2 minute video promo, but dude, when we're running breaks and you know a good third of our shit is the stuff that you have created, it's like it's too much. You gotta shorten that up, man. 30 seconds or more.
I disagree with you. Dutch.
At the most, 60 seconds. At the very most.
No, I want more of those 2 minute ones. You know why? We just killed 10 minutes of showtime. So, you know what, Kevin?
Well, I'm sitting here going, how long is this promo?
Royce, I have a real quick question for you, or Marie. You met him in New Jersey. Does he look like a walking Simpsons character?
He's a psychopath. No, I met him when I was in New Jersey. That guy's out of his fucking mind.
Because based off of all the pictures I saw when you guys were at the Dragonfly, he looked like he has yellow skin.
Okay, Mitch hung out with us for 36 minutes, and Kevin hung out with us for like 7 hours, and I said Mitch talked to me more in those 36 minutes than Kevin said in 7 hours. He is so shy in person that it's unbelievable.
Here's the thing. Is that I hung out with Kevin just one-on-one about a good, like, because when I, okay, the last time I was in New Jersey.
Why don't we have Kevin call in to defend himself? Kevin, Skype in.
Skype in, Joel Dutch.
It's better that way. Skype in.
Kevin, you know my Skype name. Yeah. Here's the thing.
Someone get him on. I want him on the phone now or he's fired.
Here's the thing. Is that like.
Hey.
When I was in New Jersey, I put the tweet.
In New Jersey.
When I was.
I don't think any of that's accurate. But you guys remember the night that I was talking, when Hammy.
The chick in the stairwell.
In the stairwell, right. That was the night I met Kevin.
The same night that you broke Punchy's drinking virginity, right?
Was it? That was like 3 days earlier.
Oh, okay.
Marie, you okay?
Mitch is telling Kevin to call in or he's fired.
I said that.
Yeah, no, but I said Mitch. Says Radio Boss Man Royce Lopez.
Radio Boss Man?
No, I don't even lie. I hate
when
that.
When did
don't
you get that
me.
Term? Radio Boss Man?
I hate that. Don't call me that.
everyone on the station calls me Boss Lady. I kind of
really? They call you Boss Lady?
Everyone calls me Boss Lady.
Oh no.
Well, it's your face. Behind your back they go that cunt Marie.
Well, eh.
Well, that's more just me. But no, Kevin's a great Kevin clams up in large numbers, I feel. If what you guys are telling me is true, like when he was around you guys, he just
and it's unfortunate because everyone here is fat.
I don't get it.
It took a little bit, but I like it.
Thank you.
Shut up, Marie.
The thing is that like with Kevin's a great guy. Like because when we had that, I put out the call that anybody who listens to us in the New Jersey, New York area, I happen to be at a particular bar. We had a bunch of people show up, but he was the first one there. And then like, you know, I kind of knew what he looked like. And I grabbed a stool at the part of the bar. I looked over and I'm like, and I kind of awkwardly, I kind of pointed. I was like, you, I don't know. He was like, hey, Dutchie. And he came over and we hung out for a bit. And then Hammy showed up and then Punchy. And then everybody, you know, started showing up slowly, but he was really talkative and great to hang out with. early on. So you guys got the "I'm around a lot of people when I panic," Kevin?
Yeah, he was like, he didn't say anything, dude.
Really?
Yeah, it was very odd.
Oh, he warned us, though. He warned us ahead of time that he was going to be nervous.
He's a great guy. He really is a great guy.
He's a great guy, but you hate him because he made a 2-minute long promo.
And he's gay.
Well, I didn't hate him. I'm just pointing out the fact that he's gay and that he made a 2-minute long promo.
But he's great.
Well, he's a great guy.
I mean,
he's
if you want to have
doing previews or videos for us, he's, I like that.
Amazing.
Well, when he does them, that's fair.
Whoa!
Ever since he got his show, he kind of got a big head about himself. But
he really fucking.
Let's put it this.
He really became the cock of the walk, as they say.
Let's put it this way, Kevin. Kevin, the videos you put up for us are a lot more popular than your show. So, let's just stick to what we know.
Is that a compliment?
And we're just telling him to do more videos.
I don't even know what you're saying anymore.
He knows what I'm saying.
You're just muttering things.
You're muttering things.
I actually like his show. I don't listen to a whole lot of shows.
Shut up, Mitch.
No, I do. I don't listen to a whole lot of shows on the station. I listen to a bunch of them, but not all of them. But I do listen to his every week. I really like his show. He's a fun guy.
And also, you're drunk.
Well, duh.
Can we get to... we listened to Better Music Than You already.
Sure, go ahead.
Get to it.
All right. It's a K-pop girl group.
Yes.
Crayons Pop, and the name of the song is Bar Bar Bar.
Oh my god.
And you know what, hold on, I'll play the song here, but I'll put the video in the chat room.
I like it already.
There's rock feel to it.
Football,
yeah.
On my Oops. Phone.
Alright, give me a second, I'll grab it.
Here, hold on.
Where did you put it?
I am about to put
you
it.
You put it nowhere.
Where do
put
you
it,
want it?
Put it. Just give it to me in the Google chat.
Just break bottles.
Stupid son of a bitch.
Which one?
Google chat, you moron!
Sorry. There it is. So while he's pulling this up... You got it? It's worth the video.
On my phone.
I'm
the actual video so we don't have any lag because it looks good already. So
oh, it's so good.
I really want to make sure that it's perfect.
What was that warning you just showed us?
No, they said football on my phone. It's really catching on.
Here's the thing, though, is that with K-pop things, and we haven't addressed this when all the times we've talked about we're better than music and all these other different K-pop or J-pop songs. There are 14 other versions of the same song done very well with very good cameras. And here, you know what? I'm just going to show you guys what I'm talking about. I'm just going to put the BuzzFeed things.
Every K-pop song is their own Gangnam Style, and they just do it over and over and over again?
Right. Here's another one.
It's Boom. Because everybody in Asia is like a kid where, you know, as a kid, when you love something, you play it.
You just want to fuck it
incessantly. So first, play the original version, Royce.
I'm getting it right now, my friend.
Do it now.
Hey everybody, this is WWE.
Sorry.
That's
Shut up.
That's from...
All right, I do a pretty good job considering...
Now.
That's from the last break.
Huey Superstar.
Still from the last break.
Shut up.
Now do
That's
it now.
Good evening, friends. That's still from the last break.
Now I'm nervous, and I know I'm going to mess up. I don't want to mess up. You're a bunch of jerks, guys.
You have it, right?
Yeah, I do have it, you son
do
of a...
Do you want to hit something until you find it? There you go.
Yeah. Oh, are they all going horseback riding, or are they going to ride in a carnival?
Who knows?
I don't know which way this video is going. We're really sporty. We have two kinds of outfits.
There's about to be a lot more outfits, Marie.
Why are they wearing sweatpants underneath their skirts?
Why not?
And bicycle helmets.
Well, that's because they're all retarded. Yeah. that was English.
Now, is one of are one of these a surprise boy that we don't know about?
You're missing the hook, Mitch.
I wouldn't say I'm missing it, Dutch.
Mitch had a very viable question. Is one a secret boy?
It's a good question. I agree.
Good point.
Because we got fooled with that with the last one.
We did.
But I think they're all women. Because they're a little bit older than the kids in the last one. You can actually see little boobs.
That's just Korean boobs.
Here, hold on. The hook's about to hit here.
Sometimes I feel like I understand Korean, but then I realize they're speaking half English, half Korean.
That's all J-pop or K-pop.
This is K-pop, right? This is Korean?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Do Chinese have their own version of pop? Do they have C-pop?
No.
They're not allowed.
They get they just sing Mao Zedong over and over and over again.
Crank it.
Okay.
Is there also Mongolian pop? Is there M-pop?
This is really good, right?
It's pretty awesome. I'd work out to
She's
this.
She's rapping.
Asians love speaking English. What? Who are the figures in that background billboard? One
JFK,
looks like Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson, Marilyn Monroe, Teddy Roosevelt, and Ted Zinley.
No, I swear one of them was John Stamos from Full House.
Oh, yeah, it is. No, no, it wasn't John Stamos, it was the other guy.
So that was utterly terrible.
So
that was utterly awesome. What are you talking about?
You know how Americans...
It's fucking terrible. No, stop trying to make up with that fucking community because they hate you.
You don't like it.
Because they hate you after that fucking... The bearded clown that you are, they hate you, you bearded clown.
You are a bearded clown, but that was very fun. They were choreographed. They were older, so I didn't feel creepy watching them. It was good.
I love the fact that like you guys were trashing them more than I was, and I was the only one on camera, so I was
so
the one getting
trashed.
Oh, I did.
It bothers you. Bothers you a little.
No, I love it.
But yeah, you know how America, like we grew up, or at least America grew up with like Elvis, and so that's why people like the singular.
And not getting
artist.
Two nuclear bombs dropped on us.
That. And then, like, Europe had kind of, like, the Beatles and stuff, so they like that kind of boy band-ish, which is why we have One Direction, the greatest band of all time.
The greatest band of all time.
Greatest band.
Of course.
Asians love organizing. I know you feel, baby, light up my world like nobody else. The way that you lift your head gets me overwhelmed. That lightens my day.
It does.
Asians love to organize mass amounts of things and then just have it be streamlined. So you can tell they love it when they have at least five people dancing completely
yeah,
synced
they're,
up.
Yeah, they're OCD. Right. Like you said, they're just OCD.
You want who doesn't do that, by the way? One Direction. That's one thing about pop groups you're never going to see is that they don't have background dancers or any of that nonsense. It's just those five sexy hunks on stage at one time.
I mean, they do their own thing, and they march to the beat of their own drum, and they're just perfect in every
way.
They
march to the beat of my heart.
It's true. It is very true.
I hope you have a heart attack now.
But, you know, they're just free spirits, and I think everybody should really look for what they do and, you know, take a note from their book. You know?
You guys are fucking idiots.
But you're still rolling the video, Royce.
Well, because you're going to talk about it, I'm obviously going to play it so people know what we're talking about.
Well, turn it up.
Are we still watching the original, or are we moving on? Because there's the police version, the crayon version, the SNL Korea version.
There is a 1001 version of this. Just like there's a bunch of versions of Gangnam Style and...
Of course.
All these awesome songs.
Oh, Bar Bar. Oh, there's a parody. I bet this is funny. This is a parody of it. You guys want to see it?
Well, which we didn't really pay attention to the first one, so...
It's Crayon Pop, Bar 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 Parody.
Uh-oh. So
we're gonna get it. I think it's gonna be fun.
Is it on this list?
No, it's one of the
police one.
Yeah, it's a police one.
Oh, my God. What do you Korean think? Cops, by the way, doing the dances to this.
I like it.
Oh, they didn't do
this is a viral thing in that country.
Oh, they're doing the dance.
They would.
This is the Harlem Shake for that country.
Of course. And it's very funny. I have to admit, seeing full-grown adult Asian men doing things that a teenage Asian girl would do, it's like they know they look really gay, right?
Exactly.
They look so gay. But it doesn't matter because they're Asian. It's fine.
Well, I don't know what that means.
It's just adorable. I don't know why. I just kind of attribute every Asian to, like, Hiro Nakamura. You remember from Heroes? The first season. Yes.
Royce, you don't like the song?
No, dude. It's fucking terrible.
You don't like the song? I like the song.
It's pretty fun, Royce.
Kind of fun. What, you against fun?
No, it's just...
He's anti-fun.
Break the song up.
I don't understand.
It's fun, Royce.
It's culture.
Not culture. It's just fun.
No, it's not fun. It's stupid. Fun.
It's about making a badass dance beat that you could dance to.
Crank it up, Fatso. Let's go.
Yeah. Give it a program.
Yeah.
You might as well accept that this is what it's going to be in the next 15 years. This is all it's going
to
be.
Look at that, no leapfrogging.
We'll all be able to download to our brain the latest choreographed song designed by some gay Asian.
All right,
we're going to have to dance to it.
You know what? Here's what we're going to do.
Gay Asian.
Dutch, you watch the video. I want you to dance along with them. Go.
Wait,
go, Dutch.
I don't know the dance, though. I could do any other songs that we've
done. No, you got to do the dance of this song.
All right, hold on. Pull it up. I can't see it.
Oh, I can't pull it up and have you on at the same time.
That's the thing, is I don't know the song. That's the difference.
YouTube, you idiot.
No, that's the thing, is that when we did,
Wait.
Harlem Shake.
God damn it. Now, I hate this song, but it's going to be in my head for 73 days.
That's my point. That's reasonable.
Everybody! I'm actually, the more I hear this song, the more I'm liking it.
Good, isn't it?
I really wanted to hate it and trash it and make fun of it, but
you can't.
I just
want to
do this dance
move
and this motion or whatever they're doing. I want to learn it. I want to be cool like them. How do I be cool? All
right. Speaking of pop lyrics, there was a list put together of really harsh and hateful female pop lyrics that were put together.
Okay.
And do you guys tell me where you might remember them from? Number 15.
Okay.
What the fuck was that?
Mitch?
I don't know what happened.
Okay.
Mitch, what are you doing, you son of a bitch?
I don't know.
You're really
what
just
happened.
Throwing
you
a
fucking
monkey wrench.
You fucking son of a bitch!
I'm gonna fucking punch you right
I
in your
tank. I can't even take it!
You annoy me to no end.
He's a fucking homosexual.
Gonna punch him right in his wooden doll face.
Bitch face.
Mitch, you're doing a bang up job, and I appreciate everything.
Yeah, bang.
All right, here we go. 15. I was fine before you walked into my life because you know it's over before it began. Keep your drink. Just give me the money. It's just you and your hand tonight.
I don't get it.
Give me
I know those lyrics.
Give me the artist and song.
Okay. Come on, Marie.
Oh, it's a female.
I was fine before you walked into my life because you know it's over before it began.
Taylor Swift.
Keep your drink. Just give me the money. It's just you and your hand tonight.
Pink?
Yes, ma'am.
God damn it.
Hold on a second. Leave it. There you go. We haven't played games on this show in a while.
All right. Well, what's the next one? I'm going to nail this one.
I can have another you in a minute. Matter of fact, he'll be here in a minute.
I can have another you in a minute.
Matter of fact.
You ghost mode. Know about
me. He'll be
you
here.
Must not know about me.
Give me the song and the artist.
Is it Beyonce?
Song?
You must not know about me?
Nope.
What is it?
I don't know, but I know someone. Oh, no, irreplaceable.
Okay.
At first, when I see you cry, yeah, it makes me smile. Yeah, it makes me smile. At worst, I feel bad for a while. Then it makes me smile. Go ahead and smile.
Well, whoever wrote that's retarded.
It's Avril Lavigne, isn't it?
Nope. Any other guesses? Am I reading again?
Kid?
At first, when I see you cry, yeah, it makes me smile. Yeah, it makes me smile.
It's probably Justin Bieber or some shit.
No, these are all female lyrics. Did you not hear what I said? It's the harshest female pop lyrics.
Okay, so is it Justin Bieber?
No.
Fuck you, Bill Clinton.
It's Lily Allen, the song.
Lily Allen was really good on Netflix.
Lily Allen, the song.
Who's
Smile.
Lily Allen?
You don't know Lily Allen?
No. Nope.
Well, just type it into YouTube, Lily Allen, Smile, and then you'll know what I'm talking about.
Nope.
Number 12. You're a mom and a pop. I'm a corporation. I'm the press conference. Your conversation.
Sarah Palin.
That is not correct. Any other guesses?
Sounded pretty correct to me.
I'm a mom and pop.
I'm a mom. A wife. My wife. How much? I will not take a smaller room.
I'm a conversation.
Borat.
I'm the press
movie
conference.
Borat.
You're the Borat. Conversation. Any other guesses?
So it's not the movie Borat.
No, it's not the movie Borat.
Double check.
Double check. It's not that.
I got so excited because I forgot that quote until you said it.
It's Mariah Carey, the song Obsessed.
Of course. She's so dumb.
Okay, this is number 11. She's not a saint, and she's not what you think. She's an actress. She's better known for the things she does on the mattress. Hold on, pause.
The mattress firm.
A Mattress Giant commercial.
Want to read it again? Hold on. She's not a saint, and she's not what you think. She's an actress. She's better known for the thing she does on the mattress.
I think it's a Taylor Swift song.
Taylor Hanson.
You got that, but what's the song?
I have no fucking clue.
Well, you got 1 point for that. It's Taylor Swift, Better Than Revenge. How did you know that?
Dutch, I've guessed it for
He's
two of them.
Taylor
I've guessed
Swift
it for like all of them.
Oh, okay.
Because I imagine one of these has to be her.
You know what? There's probably a lot of them. I haven't run through the whole list yet, so. Okay, this next one, I don't think you guys are going to get, but maybe in some random sense you will. Right,
Lady Gaga.
No. Johnny, my love, get out of my business. The odds are getting fatter by the minute. That I have a lot of bright and shiny platter, I'm going to get out of your heavy head.
Rihanna?
Pat Benatar.
Taylor Swift.
No, it's Liz Phair.
More like Liz Unfair.
Liz Phair, Dance of the Seven Veils. Okay, maybe you guys might. Maybe you won't. Right, I don't know.
I just want to tell you.
This is a hard test.
I'm going to give you
You've
little.
You've got three so far. Shut up, Marie.
I'm going to give you a little update, Stutz. I'm doing a live chat with Skype, and Jean Eleanor, who's clearly Jean Hakamakawa on the live chat, is they. I don't know what they do. I do know why they take so long. Have you ever used live chat like for tech support?
Yeah.
Because they have to translate what they're going to put it through Google Translator.
Hold on, time out. Why are you talking to this person?
Because my Skype is still locked out, and I thought it was fixed, and it's not.
Ask Gene if he's Eleanor Rigby.
Okay. You want me to do that?
Yes.
Well, dude, okay. We're in the middle of a show. Do it after the show. We have a half hour left.
It's important that he ask.
It's important for me in the show that he's involved in the show.
I want to finish. I like the game Dutch was playing. I want to finish that first. Go ahead.
Here we go.
What's the next one?
By the way, if you just tune in, it's the harshest female pop lyrics of all time. I'm reading out the lyrics and seeing if you guys can actually guess them. All right, here we go.
Okay.
Here's number 9. Ignorance is bliss, but when your day comes and he's through with you and he's through with you, you'll die together but alone.
Anne Frank's rap album,
Taylor Swift.
Anne Frank's rap album, Quiet in the Attic.
Neither of those two are correct. I'm pretty
sure. It kind
of
looks like the football song, except there's more Nazis. Okay, sorry. Go ahead, Dutch. I apologize.
Mitch, guess.
Miley Cyrus.
It's from Kelly Clarkson's Never Again.
Yeah, well, you know what she never did again? Go on a diet.
That huge hit. Oh, here you go. This one's actually a huge hit. It was a huge hit. I know it because I played it on my DJ set.
It was a huge hit. Number eight.
You can keep a dog from me. I never liked it anyway.
Michael Vick. Every day.
You can keep the dog from me. I never liked it anyway.
The Baja Man. Who let the dogs out?
Any other guesses?
Mama Cass Elliot.
No. Marie?
Underdog. Something about a dog. Lou Dog from Sublime, who's probably dead. Go ahead.
Oh, no. Poor Lou Dog. That wasn't my guess.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Marie.
My guess is Alicia Keys.
No, it was actually Katy Perry, Part of Me. You can keep the dog from me. I never liked it anyway.
Do you want me to play
like actual examples? Because I have all these songs here.
No, I don't want to hear them.
You don't want to hear Part of Me?
I want to dance.
Wait, damn it.
I want to dance.
I know, but I didn't pull up ahead of time.
Do you want to dance?
You want to dance?
Dance.
Here we go. You remember this song?
No.
No?
It sounds like a Ross commercial. Or like a Marshall's commercial. Because Ross, where you can get shoes and some bitches.
All right, here we go. I have one that I think you guys may know. Hold on. I was going to try and pull the song up. I don't have a song. I don't have it here, but I'm sure you guys will pull it. Here you go. I'll just read it. Number 7. I dug my key into the side of his pretty little souped up four-wheel drive, carved my name into his leather seats. I took a Louisville slugger to both headlights, slashed a hole in all four tires. Maybe next time he'll think before he cheats.
Before he cheats. Yeah.
Imogen Heap.
But I'm gonna give you both on. Oh, I need to turn this song down. Hold on. Say the name again, Mitchell.
Imogen Heap.
No. Shut up. I know that. Hold on. Marie and Royce, you're both right. But Mitchell, what's her first name again?
Imogen.
Try again.
Imogen.
Imogen.
Emo man.
Emoticon.
Ammo gain.
Con Air.
Mitch.
I have no idea how to say her name.
Imogen. That is actually a very popular name in Europe, you fucking ignorant asshole.
Well, we're not in Europe. We're in Merca.
I'm a big.
No, Imogen. It's Imogen Heap.
Hey, we're Merca. In Merca. In Merca.
You ignorant Minnesotian asshole.
I don't want my Peyton Manning's doing that jigaboo music. I want them playing banjos and raping each other.
Here's the thing.
Like God intended.
The thing is, what annoyed me the most about that is that he is aware of Imogen Heap, like in the fact that she was a huge international star, but he had no idea how to pronounce her name. Oh, you're the worst.
I've seen the name. I don't listen to her music.
Because as Neil Diamond once put it, we come into America.
He did put it with.
He also said, "Sweet Caroline, a bop bop ba."
He also said that too. He did do that. He did. It was weird. He did that song. It's true.
Very well put.
Bop bop. I don't think he wrote that part. I think douchebags wrote it in afterwards.
Number 6. Right.
You some drunk asshole at a bar. Added that later.
Number six. It won't be long. By the way, if you are just tuning in, it is the 15 harshest female pop lyrics ever. Yeah, let me try it again. 15.
Dennis in the chat
hey,
room.
Hey, vodka, can I talk to Dutch?
I'm not drunk. That's the thing. My mouth is just not cooperating tonight. Sorry.
Can someone read Dennis's post? It was very funny.
Sure, go ahead. Read it.
All right. Dutch and Royce inventing new racial slurs every Tuesday night, 10 to midnight. Hashtag Jigabew.
Yeah. Well, no. Can I explain?
Is that what you said?
A Jigabew is a very beautiful Jigaboo. Like a Jigaboo.
No.
You don't know.
15 harshest female pop lyrics ever written. Number six was I won't. Oh, sorry. It won't be long till you. Oh, sorry. You'll be limp, lying in your own hand.
I'm gonna assume that was Sir Winston Churchill addressing the British Army. Are you sure? Double check. Because I'm almost positive.
Triple checking. Mitch?
I'm almost positive. Sorry. Go ahead.
I'm gonna read it one more time. It won't be long till you'll be lying limp in your own hand.
Juliette Lewis.
Close, but not no cigar. Oops.
Is it Lorena Bobbitt? Lorena Bobbitt. I did that as a 90s talk show host.
You're not allowed to guess anymore, Marie.
But I can do whatever I want.
Shut up.
Taylor Marie. Swift.
Always a good guess, but no, it's actually Fiona Apple.
Ooh.
Fiona.
Fiona.
Can she be the sponsor of my Fune?
Fiona Apple. Mm-hmm. Gonna be our next guest next week on DNR.
She'll be dead before then.
She's alive?
The next couple are country artists. Should I read them?
Boo! Yes!
Alright.
Melissa Etheridge.
I already guessed
that. Okay, the next Eva artist. McTier. Hold on, the next artist, her first
Miles
name.
Wade!
No, her name starts with an M, and she is a country artist. So
okay.
So here, I'll read the quote.
Marth Brooks.
We're awesome for this game.
Okay.
Brooks, damn it! I've got nothing. I'm right. Yo, hey, Dutch, hold on. Is it Millie Ray Cyrus?
No, it's. You could have just said Miley Ray.
No. Millie.
Is it Maith Hill?
It is Maith Hill.
No. All right, here we go.
Is it Mary Underwood?
It's not Mary Underwood.
I can't think of any more country artists.
There's a few more here.
Spentley.
Here we go. That's dude. It's Bentley. How do you know him?
Is it Menard Skinnerd?
Hold on.
For wrestling fans, is it Meth Jarrett?
It's not Meth Jarrett.
Sorry.
What is it?
I'm going to read the lyric real quick. Great. Now I don't hate the one who left. You can't hate someone who's dead. He's out there holding on to someone. I'm holding up my smoking gun.
Ooh.
Which means I know exactly who it is.
Who is it, Marie?
Miranda Lambert.
Wow! Marie! Wow! Oh, wrong one.
Can I
nice!
Can I guess? Because I think it was... I think. Can you double check? I'm pretty sure that was George Zimmerman.
No, it was Miranda Lambert.
Beat the last line.
Oh, yeah. The last line was, I'm holding up my smoking gun.
Okay, so there you go. I rest my case, Your Honor.
Marie, wow, you nailed that one.
I am a huge Miranda Lambert fan.
And I'm a huge fan of the Miranda Law.
I'm kind of thinking Marie's a little drunk right now.
I love reading the Miranda rights.
She hasn't been drinking anything, actually.
Really?
I mean, look at these sloppy titties. Look at these sloppy Miranda Lambert titties. And tell me
she
you
has
don't
sloppy
her.
Titties?
I'd rather fuck Adam Lambert.
Isn't she married to Dierks Bentley, or what did you say it was?
Merks.
I mean, Look at those lips.
Oh, God.
Look at those frog lips and tell me you wouldn't want to suck on them. She is a hot country woman.
Jesus, Marie.
What?
Nothing. Number four. Make me uncomfortable.
Sorry, is there any more? Because I really like this game now.
There's a lot.
Okay, next.
Four left. Okay, I'm going to let you... I think it may be a pop artist or a country artist, so... Because I have no idea who this girl is, so maybe... I didn't think you guys would know the last one, and Marie got it dead on. So, here we go. I hope you could forgive me for that time when I put my hand between your legs and said it was small.
Sarah McLachlan.
Because it's...
Jars of Clay.
I'm not finished yet.
Oh, sorry.
Because it's really not at all. I guess it's just a part of me... that likes to bring you down just to keep you around.
Word.
Ooh, that's a tough one.
I hope you can forgive me for that time when I put my hand between your legs and said it was small, because it's really not that at all. I guess there's just a part of me that likes to bring you down just to keep you around.
Okay, that was Dwight D. Eisenhower, one of my favorite presidents. Dutch, come on.
I'm telling you right now, it's not.
Are you sure? I feel like this is rigged. I feel like most of these are correct.
I want to say Menudo.
Is it Menudo?
Marie, you actually are really close.
But I'm going to go with Maria Mena.
How the fuck did you know that?
I'm just really big Maria Mena. I know that, I believe she's Norwegian.
Could you please pull that song up? Because I've never heard that before.
Yeah. She grabbed it.
And again, like you, Marie is the pop culture queen of this show and all shows that she's a part of.
Well, I mean, at least Google is.
I may be the fastest.
Is this the same? Is this the same one? Saw you
with your hands above.
This is You're the Only One.
That's the song.
You're the only one.
Can we listen to the whole thing?
Yes. Turn up Alanis Morissette Jr.
Crank it!
Hold on, lower it a little bit.
Holy crap! Lower it!
Hey, is this soundtrack to Juno?
Is this song written about Dave Coulier as well?
I would please just keep it high. I'd like to hear it that way.
Fine.
She doesn't have a strong voice.
Like that time when I forgot to tell you about the scar. Remember how uncomfortable that made you feel?
What's happening?
What I expected.
Oh, she must be Bob Dylan's kid.
You're such a great kisser, and I know that you agree. You're the only one who tried to kick it, scream.
Weak voice. How did you know the song, Marie?
I Google searched it.
No. Like, how did you know before you Google searched it?
I just typed exactly what you were reading in Google, and the artist and the song comes up.
She's kind of cute, though, Dutch. Look at her picture in the chat.
Oh, because I thought you knew it beforehand.
No, because every lyric is written on the internet.
Oh, you didn't say it ahead of time. I thought you just knew it.
No, I was pretending to be smart.
You're the worst at this. You're not fun at this game.
I think she is. She's
winning.
You
really take the fun out of all of this.
Well, I did my guesses in the beginning. And then I got
Shut up. Number three, easy one. You're so vain, I bet you think the song is about you.
Cyndi Lauper.
Boys to Men.
Gloria Estefan.
I'm leaving the show. Number two, let's see. Actually, I've never heard this, but it seems a little brutal. Okay.
Somebody called Madonna?
No, it says, you bloody motherfucking asshole. Oh, you bloody motherfucking asshole. Oh, you bloody motherfucking asshole. Oh, you bloody motherfucking asshole.
Must be British.
Oh, you bloody motherfucking asshole.
Crayon.
No. Marie, have you searched that one yet? You cheater.
No, I'm not searching this time.
Martha Wainwright? You guys know who she is? I have no idea who this girl is.
I've heard the name. I don't know who she is.
Can somebody pull it up real quick? I just want to hear what that is, because the one, the very last one we all know. I just want to hear this one real quick before we go to the last one. It's called Martha Wainwright, Butter Motherfucking Asshole.
Are you getting it right? Okay, good.
That's not
bloody.
I think I got it.
Mother fucking. There we go.
That's not nice. That's not a nice name for a song.
Yeah, is it? No.
Poetry is no place for a heart that's a whore.
Oh, I hate Irish people.
Oh, I love them.
You ever say my time here has been some sort of joke?
Trying to find
sort
it.
Of incubator. And you know it feels to be on your own.
Right by here.
In your own home with the fucking phone.
Oh,
and the mother
fuck.
Of gloom. In your bedroom.
Oh, it's a
standing over you when all I
Mitch.
Wanted was to be good.
It's coming up.
Here you go.
To do everything in truth. You bloody motherfucking asshole. Are you bloody motherfucking asshole? Are you bloody motherfucking asshole? Are you bloody motherfucking asshole? Are you bloody motherfucking asshole?
At least it's catchy.
Are you bloody? I will not pretend. I will not put on
I just guessed.
Something about having, I don't know, like, when it's just acoustic, it doesn't feel that insultive. It doesn't feel that.
But it comes from your soul when it's acoustic.
But not really, though, because especially when you're saying you bloody motherfucking asshole. And by the way, number one is obviously
Dave Coulier.
Yes, Dave Coulier. Written by Alanis Morissette. Marie, did you feel vindicated after your first boyfriend when you first heard the song?
This came out when I was like 10.
But still, did you relate to the song?
I like the song, but I didn't even realize that she was singing.
Well, forget if it was Dave Coulier.
I didn't even realize. I'm just like, such a cool house, just thinking he was cute.
Okay, cut it out.
Exactly. Joey.
Well, the lyric that they cite in this one happens to be, every time I scratch my nails down someone else's back, I hope you feel it.
Oh, dude,
wow, how did you know that that was the one?
Well, because, I mean, that one really hurts.
That's a pretty brutal lyric if you think about it.
Yeah. So
like, every time she's fucking another guy, she's getting deep dicked by a guy who has a bigger dick than him.
And she wants Dave Coulier to feel that
digging the nails in. She wants him to go. What was his catchphrase?
Cut it out.
Cut it in, yeah.
Is he doing the hand motions, Royce? I can't see Joel. Is he doing the hand thing?
Yes.
Of course he's doing the hand thing.
Good.
Cut it in.
Are you lying? Oh, fun
and
story.
You know it.
That actually fun wanted me to. I'm sorry, go ahead.
You want a fun fact? The guitarist for Incubus was almost the guitarist for Alanis Morissette, but she said he was too young at the time. Fun fact.
He's a pretty young guy.
He's not anymore, but at the time, we've been really young.
Right.
But,
what happened?
No, that's it. That's all. That's my story.
Here's the thing, is that, like, okay, obviously, this is a very public thing, like, yeah. Her writing a song about Dave Coulier and things like that. Have you guys ever had, like, a public thing from someone you used to date, whether it be like a Facebook tweet post or tweet.
Wasn't invented.
I had a documentary once.
There's a documentary. Oh, catfish. I'm just saying, like, something out in the open that was directed at you.
Nope.
Not at all.
Like I said, I started
Didn't
dating
you date, like a
my
famous director.
My freshman year of college is when I started dating Royce, and that's when Facebook was invented. There wasn't anything.
But you dated, like, a famous director before Royce.
Oh, God, that's right.
I didn't date a famous director.
She had sex with a famous director.
One time.
There was a famous person
it wasn't
that you...
He wasn't famous then. He's kind of a YouTube star now.
Okay, was there anything YouTube after that, that fact? That No?
No.
Royce, what about you?
Parted ways.
No. Just
nothing
normal.
Like public, like something like a motherfuck you, like either in MySpace or Twitter or Facebook.
Because remember, I've been dating Marie, like I said, for 8 years. So really, 8 years ago, Twitter and Facebook weren't really that big of a thing.
Or a thing at all.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Mitch, what about you?
No, nothing.
I mean, maybe an aim away message could have cut Royce real deep.
I'm the only one?
Well, yeah, you plow through women.
That's a little weird. You pull out there with I thought this would be like a good like conversation topic, but apparently nobody else is jumping on.
We're just all in long term committed relationships.
Apparently,
Joel.
Yeah, so
I mean, it's like I said,
I'm the only person here who has history.
But like I said, social media wasn't a big thing. It really not, you know, I sound like an old man. It wasn't really a big thing. You know what I mean?
Well, I was just more talking about like, you know, like public, because like you guys know that I was in a band for a year or so, or actually about 2 years. About 2 years. This is back when I was like 21, 22 years old and whatnot. And like half of the first album of the band that I was on was about my ex-girlfriend. So the only reason why I brought it up was to just see if you guys had any of that nonsense going on. But I will say that, like, I had an ex-girlfriend a while ago who wrote a song about me.
Uh-oh. Is it playable?
He fucked me on the stairs. Got a DUI later and can't come back to New Jersey.
Can we hear the real song?
No.
Why not?
Because it was never recorded. It was just played in coffee shops. And the thing is that, like,
I feel like you may have had a recording of this somewhere.
No, I don't know. I would tell you if I did, but here's the thing, is that she was vindictive, and that she told me, hey, by the way, I wrote a song about you, and I sung at this coffee shop the night. I'm going to be at this coffee shop next weekend, hoping I would be there, like one of those kind of things. It was really goofy and weird.
And you were already fucking some other girl.
I was fucking three other girls at the time.
What? You were such a player.
Not a player. I was just a piece of shit. I'm good now. But this is...
She sang at coffee shops. I'm pretty sure whatever you get after her is better than her.
Yeah. She was so hot, though. She was so hot. Mitch, I'll send you pictures because Royce will post them. I know you won't.
Royce will post the shit out of it.
You and I are boys.
And if I ever...
All the time.
Always.
Every single time. Every Actually, single 100% time. Of the time.
100% of the time.
Yeah. Yeah, 100% of the time.
Yeah.
Royce, how does it feel to know that you have no confidentiality with anybody you know?
I don't give a shit. Good.
Other blessed. Royce likes
I'm
to
kidding,
be,
stupid!
Royce likes to be honest Abe. There's no filter with him. He will tell you exactly what he thinks and share
I know.
Everything.
Hey, I would love if you tell me that, and Mitch will back me up with that. Sometimes, like, you know, you just have to know that things are off air or off air, you know, not on air.
He doesn't like secrets.
Neither do I. But
I don't like secret pictures. I will side with Royce on that one.
Royce hates him so much. If he finds a dick pic on someone else's phone, he'll post him.
True.
He wants to share everything with the world. That's why he does this show.
Either way.
Well, I mean, fine. You're not my friend, Dutch. I get it. It's fine.
Is that what that means?
Yep.
You're a girl.
You're a girl.
All we're saying is I kind of have a hard time believing that something doesn't exist on the internet.
What?
That somebody somehow recorded on their phone this girl singing a song about you in a coffee shop.
2003?
Hell yeah. I have videos up from 2003. Okay. YouTube was around.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm gonna messenger once we get done with the show and see if that is available. Because it was one of those things that she had to let me know. Hey, by the way, I wrote a song about you. And like I didn't say anything for a while. And I was like, okay, what was it? It was this song. Yeah. And it was like on a MySpace account.
You really dated a girl with a manly voice.
Yeah. About that.
Oh, she had a MySpace music account?
Yeah, one of those things. It doesn't exist anymore.
This. Yeah.
It was up, but I didn't save it, so.
It probably still exists. MySpace is still around. And she's
okay, well, you know what? If I find it, I will post on my Twitter later tonight.
Cool.
So. All right. In the meantime, Marie, why are you better?
I'm better because I don't have anybody slamming me ex-boyfriends on the internet.
Slamming me ex-boyfriends on the internet.
Yep.
Good grammar. Can
it was a dash.
Can I tell you guys what's happening here? Because, by the way, as a side note, so I'm trying to get my Skype account because apparently here's what happened. Somebody hacked it, right? So they asked, you know, they're trying to reactivate it, but since it's been hacked, they start asking me all these questions. They go, how do you pay for your Skype product? So I have to remember that. That's fine. That's a fair question. What are the two phone numbers you've used calling this account? How the fuck would I remember? Number three, what was the total cost of your last order? Okay, cool. I have to go my credit card receipts. Number four, the email address you provided for registration. Okay, fine. Now, get this. I'm thinking, okay, I'm set. Then she sends me 1A, 1B, 1C, 2, 3, 4. The 3rd, 5th, 13th, and 16th digit of the card used for payment. The email address associated with the PayPal account. Other details regarding a payment method. When did the order occur? Please give me your full billing address.
Dude.
Five names of buddies on your contact list.
I will give them credit for being secure. Because that's pretty fucking...
That's secure because they hacked into my account.
That is ridiculously secure.
Yeah, well, they're fucking bitches and fucking, I don't know, whatever. Anyway, Dutch, why am I better? Is that what you're asking me?
Yes, that's what I'm asking.
I am better than you because I will not fall into the trance of that K-pop bullshit.
Well, that's just dumb. No. Mitchell, why are you better?
I am better than you because I got football on my phone.
What?
He does.
From the song?
And I'm better than you because Shark Week and kitties riding Roombas. Yay!
Fair enough.
All right, everybody. Thanks for listening. We'll see you guys next week on DNR.